патену. Та ним не падем. Ким хачу вен най хаха ба хатам. Исмахем, памидем, ворай ва работай. Вухут ни окадат ли וקדם בברכה את אורחינו הנכבדים, בפרט אלה שבאו מקרוב מרחוק. אני לא רוצה לקרוא אותם בשם, לפי שאני מפחד שמא אשכח שם של מישהו, אבל תרשו לי רק לקדם בברכה במיוחד שותפינו בכינוס תורה שבמלפא זה, והוא דוקטור יצחק רפאל, ראש מוסד הרב קוק, הוא שיזם את הכינוסים האלה, כינוסים תורה שבעל פה, כינוסים שנתיים ועשרות בשנים. והודות לכושר הנהגתו, זכה מוסד הרב קוק להעשיר את הספרות התורנית של דורנו במידה ובממדים שאין להם, כמעט אין להם תקדים. ואני תקווה שמפעל זה המשותף, לפעלנו זה המשותף, שהתחלנו אתמול יהפך לנכס חשוב ביהדות אמריקה, בחינת היה לישותך מתאר ויחלקה לסגר מאוד. The general theme of the kinus of which this shiur is a part highlights an ethical moment in Halakha, and that is the nitzach and the mekupah, the disadvantaged and the exploited, or the underprivileged. Included in the roster of themes that were already taken up and will yet be taken up in these 2 days of the kinus are such things as the spiritually disadvantaged, those with family problems, the aguda, charity or tzedakah, and compulsion in the relief of the underprivileged. There is much more that can be included. I mean, one young lady, who was a disabled young lady, came to me yesterday and pleaded that we should do something, Balei Halacha should do something about the grave problem of access for the disabled, access in many ways. But at least we made a beginning. My theme for this year, this morning, is the blind, Suma, visually impaired. A major monograph on the theme was published a few years ago by Dr. Avraham Steinberg, who gave us a summary of the whole of halachic literature, the whole gamut of halachic literature. In it, he points out that in the ancient world, the blind were held at the lowest, usually held at the very lowest level of society. They were reduced to mendicancy. They were beggars. If a child was born blind, usually was killed. But in Yahadus, the country was true. There was a great, great deal of compassion and help. The mitzvah of the Me'iva, the Sita and Mitzvah, does not only refer to a Moshe's Pesiai and the Nodi, it also means you shouldn't trip up a blind man. Even the Pshat is part of the Torah. Blindness, according to Chazal, is one of the first things, the first illnesses that will be cured in the days of the Gula Shlema. Rav Yehuda HaNasi, Kohen Chazal, was mochel al kvodo as a nasi and went to visit a blind man as Bikur Cholim. Iyov, I'm going back and forth, Iyov, in trying to justify his record, boasts of the fact that Einayim hayiti la'iver, I was an eye for the blind. I helped the blind. The Gemara Tzubis tells us that the mitzvah of saying Kala Noda Chasuda refers to a Kala who is blind as well as the one who is not blind. Chazal Kaneh, as you know, the famous statement is Summa Choshev Kaneh. The Summa is, in many ways, is Kaneh. Why? And Tosfos says in the Dorim, Lumzboi Rachamim. Because it's supposed to arouse us to Rachamim. Rachamim means more than just a sensation, more than just a feeling, it means actually doing something. And after all, the Birchas HaShachar we say every morning, Birchas HaShem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Pakeach Ivrim, he opens the eyes of the blind, and we refer not only to those who are totally blind, even to ourselves.
because sleeping means we are blind, so all of us, in a sense, are blind. The question I want to focus on for this year is a bit more subtle. It has to do with a different kind of disadvantage that the Summa suffers, and that is a kind of spiritual disadvantage, spiritual indignity, or the possibility of such indignity. The question of the Summa's full membership in the halakhic community as one who is chayiv in mitzvahs. It's understood that the Summa is in many ways exempted from those mitzvahs which have a relation to sight. Those mitzvahs which require the ear, obviously, a Summa has no relationship to it, so a Summa is pater. But the question is, what of all the other mitzvahs in the Torah? Is a Summa part or not part of the community that is included in these mitzvahs? I shall follow the classical halachic pattern to begin with a detail, with a particular, then to go to a more general discussion, and finally to conclude with a particular again and see what we have come up with. There's a wide-ranging machlokes in all the sifrei, the shonim, and achronim. If a Summa can get an aliyah, can be all of the Torah and make a bracha, or cannot. And there really are two themes that are combined here in the problem that is taken up by Rishonim and Akron. One, these are theoretically anyway, one of them is, can a Summa himself read from the Torah? And of course, what does it mean a Summa to read from the Torah? That he looks it, but he does it by alpeh, does it by heart. The second one is, if someone else reads, can the Summa get an aliyah and be yotze with the Baal Kriya's reading, and therefore make a book. With regard to the first question of whether the Summa can read by himself, everyone agrees that he cannot. For a very simple reason, that Kriya has to be Nifetaksav. And if a Summa reads, the Shalom and Naksav. It's even a question of whether it's called Korei, because Korei admits of two translations into English. One of them is reads, and the other is recites. So a Summa can recite, but he can't read. And since he can't read, therefore it may not even be called Kriya altogether. Certainly a Shalom and Naksav, and there's less number forward that he can do that. The problem that the Rishonim dealt with is, can he be all of the Torah and make a bracha if someone else reads for it? One shita is that represented by the Eshkol, the Akuda, the Nebuka Yosef, other Rishonim, who paskin that the Summa can make a bracha when someone else is Torah. The Bis Yosef, the Nor HaChaim, another place too, quotes a whole string of Rishonim, who, and he paskin like them, She'ein lismoch on the Bayim, the Neged Kol Hani Dabritza. You can't go along, you can't paskin this way, because he maintains that most Rishonim hold that a Summa cannot be all of the Torah, even if someone else reads for him. And therefore, he passes the halacha that a Summa should not get an aliyah. And that's the way he passes in as a machaber at Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Lamed Tes. He says Summa ein al korei v'tisha asur likros atul os acha shalom and aksav. And since the Summa can't read the aksav, he cannot get the aliyah. However, while the machaber does the passes like all the other rishonim, not permitting the Summa to get an aliyah, the Ramah disagrees. And the Ramah says, "Umaharil kozav, the Ashov korei Summa kamoshon umakrim b'torah la ma'oris." Since anyway we give an aliyah to an eilu bogi, and because we have an official Baal Kriya who does it for everybody, so that includes the Summa as well. The Ramah goes along with the Maharil against the Beis Yosef and holds that the halacha is that a Summa can receive an aliyah. There's an interesting tshuva by the Yankov Tanzi, the Shemus Yavis, in which he paskins clearly, not only clearly, but powerfully, like the Beis Yosef, against giving an aliyah to anyone who's blind, and he says that he heard the Pina Amonim, people he could trust, that his father, the Chacham Tzvi, paskins the same way. I must here digress, it's not part of the shiur, but the Yankov Emden was a very passionate man. Man of very, very strong opinion. This tshuva is even more passionate than usual. And it's interesting, I couldn't figure out, I mean, the tshuva is the brilliant tshuva. He doesn't need my haskoma. But why is there so much emotion invested in it? It turns out that the Vyakhananda himself gives us a clue in his autobiography. Not enough. Very simple. The Vyakhananda was a rather contentious individual, to say the least. And he writes that he once came to shul, and the leading balabas, the one who paid his salary, for all the fun, don't let anyone ever be the only one to pay your salary, had a friend who was a Kohen who was blind. And before the Lord came to shul, he came late, another lesson for that one. This man ordered the Gabbai to give him an aliyah. And why did he order him to give an aliyah? It's because then the Gabbai objected that maybe he's not allowed to get an aliyah. So he said, I have a private Rebbe, and that private Rebbe paskin the shayla for me that he should get an aliyah. When the Lord came in, the Vyakhananda came in, and he found out that his leading balabas went to some other Lord to paskin the shayla. He was furious. He forbade the man to get an aliyah and said, never again can anyone get it. And he wrote this stinging tshuva about it. At any rate, a second ha'ara, if you'll permit me, on this tshuva of the Vyakhananda. He says that the Rama himself, paskins you're not allowed to. Either Rama says, the Ma'aril paskins you should give an aliyah. And he says that Rama disagrees with the Rama. Why? Because the Rama in his perish on the tour, the Darkei Moshe, write that the lean near and the Riyad is Yasser. Right, in other words, if a Yak Fetin says that the Pshat and the Ramah is that they should vote off the Mahalil, he permits it. But really, I disagree, I hold it to Bes Yasser. That's to me not terribly understandable because if we read Pasuk like the Bes Yasser, we should have said so. Not allow a Rokal of Authority to be said, and maybe he's one of the Shiva through him too. I did a little bit of a Kakira in this. I looked through all the printed editions of the Darkei Moshe up to and including the date of Rabbi Yaakov. And that little statement of the Darkei Moshe states, Vav Lamed Geshayim Eshtushlachach Nun Dibrei HaBeskos. Which Rabbi Yaakov Emden read, believe here in Moshe. Can it simply be read, but only in Dibrei HaBeskos. At any rate, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden strongly comes out according to the Beskos, against giving him an aliyah, the Chidah, comes out of Fran Yosef Tavad Azulai with the Ramah and against the Beis Yosef. You see that it goes all the way through. The Taz in Kufman Aleph, according to the Tesefta and Yerushalmi and Megillah, they acknowledge that if there's a Baal Kriya and there is a Mevorech, and the Mevorech is a blind man, he can get an Aliyah. Why? He's relied on the principle of Shemaya Ka'onah. Because the Summa, here's the bracha, here's the kriya rather, from the Baal Koreh. Therefore, he can be yotzei mitam shomeya ta'ona. The Primogodim, however, disagrees at the Taz. You see how it goes back and forth. The Primogodim writes that it's not even shayach to say shomeya ta'ona with the Summa. Why? Because of the principle of kol she'ena roya levila. It's a principle of kol she'ena kol ha'roya levila ein dila ma'akevas, kol she'ena roya levila. What does it mean that Gemara Mishnah, Gemara in the Lachis, the Shkimel, says that when you have the Solas and the Shem and the Tzara of the oil of the Mincha, you have to have a maximum of Shisha Asronim, and it has to be Nivlal, it has to be well mixed, well stirred, well mixed. If you have more than Shisha Asronim in one Kli, in one Keli, then it can't get, it's not Nivlal, it's not joy of the feeling, it can't mix well. So the halacha is that if you have less than shishim or less in one kli, even if you do not mix it up, it's not makid. As long as there's a roi levila, bila is not makid. If you have it in a kli that's more than shishim esonim, so it's no longer roi levila, so no matter what you do, kloshein and on the bila, is bila ma'akev. Okay, so that principle holds not only in the machis, but the principle of roi levila in bila ma'akev goes through every place. For instance, in Mishnah and the Gemara in the Yevamis, Gimel, which speaks about the problem of a chalitza, where the man and or the woman are chelesh ein medaber, ilmim, are mute. And you know that in the course of chalitza, the Torah says there's certain psukim that have to be pronounced. The pasuk of Lachafati Lakachta, Kofayas, Lachisha, Shavim, Advaita, Beis, Lachim. So the halacha there too is if they are not ilmim, then even if they didn't say it, for the other it's okay. Why? Because they can say it. If they were ilmim, the Gaza says the same thing is true about Yisufa. He's not Roy, he's a Gaba Delay Machayev, and because he's a Gaba Shayna Machuyav, he's not a Bar Chiyuva, therefore we can't use his principle of Shemeya Ka'ona. What's the system today? I don't know how it is in every community, in almost every community I have seen, certainly does permit a Summa de Gabalia, it's the minute in most places, following the Ramah, the Taz, the Da, and all the Nishar and the Heshbol, the Abudim, the Gemma, etc. I'd like to explain this Machlekes that goes through and you see all the Shayim and Achayim by way of an understanding of Shomei HaKamon. Because the Chorah, the Taz, is correct. If we have a principle of Shomei HaKa'ona, which helps in Kala Torah Kula, why shouldn't it help here? Why should a Summa be discriminated against as opposed to every other case in the entire Torah where the principle of Shomei HaKa'ona works? What the Krippin Gadon says is a Chorah, I don't understand it at all. Because he is Machmir on the Summa because of the principle of Kol HaRoel Debila. Now, if a Summa is able to hear, as long as he's able to hear from someone who's Mechuyav, then Shameya Ka'onim is on a Shameya. So he can hear. Why do you care if he's blind? The principle of Shameya Ka'onim is he must hear it. If he must hear it, he can hear the Baal Kriya reading, then there's no difference as to what other Likuyim he may have, physical impairments. He therefore must be recognized the same as the one who does the mitzvah, Shameya Ka'onim. The Kol HaRoi Debila is apparently irrelevant here. It would have been more shayach to an Elaine. If you say, can an Elaine get up and make an aliyah by that, but Baal Kriya should make the brocha, and the Kriya you can say Kol Shayach Lebila, not a Shameya Kaya. Because Zemer Oil Lebila. What does Zemer Oil Lebila have to do with a Summa? A couple of years ago, here, this very Shtenda, at the Shia Kholi, I spoke about the principle of Shameya Ka'ona, later published in Haparas. And I'd like to review very briefly the main point that I made because it has genuine relevance to our problem of Asura. Pointed out is the Netziv was asked whether if you have a situation of Bichas Kohen and one Kohen says, instead of my bad voice, whatever the reason may be, instead of my saying, Yivarechacha, I will listen to my fellow Kohanim, and I'll be Yotzeh, the Bichas Kohanim, because of Shomei Kohanim. Just like I'm here to Kriya Shema, I'm here to Abrocha, I'll hear my friend the Kohen saying, Yivarechacha, the three brochas, and by listening and keeping Kavona, I too will be Yotzeh the din of Bichas Kohanim. The Beit Halevi attacked the Netziv on this matter, and said, a Kohen cannot be Yotzeh that way. Why? What was his reasoning? He said, because one of the halachas of Bichas Kohanim is it has to be the Kol Ram. It has to be enunciated clearly and loudly. You can't just whisper it. Okay, so I can be Yotzeh that the words of the other Kohen because the Shemeya Kohanim, so the words Yivarech Hashem, Yishmerech, Yoyah, etc., that I can be Yotzeh, but I can't take his Kol Ram. Every man's loud voice is his own. I can't make a Kol Ram, a physical quality, by Shemeya Kohanim. We will master that by saying that the Beis HaLevi holds that Shemeya Ka'ona means that when I listen to someone else making a recitation to me, and I want that to be my own, what I do is I adapt his words. Pisas Dvorim. Shemeya Ka'ona means that if you say something, and I'm Shemeya Ka'ona, then I take your words, and they become my words. So what can I take from my friend, from the Oneh, from the reciter? I can take his words, nothing more than his words. The other Shita, which is the Netziv, and really is the one who defends the Netziv and writes mostly about it, is the Chazal Ish, who comes to the Netziv's defense against the Beis HaLevi. The Chazal Ish disagrees, and says that, no, Kol Ram I also can adapt. How can I do it?
Because Shamaya Kaona does not mean Tfisas Dvorim, but it means Tfisas Gavra. Shamaya Kaona means I stand in his place. If you make a recitation that's required as a mitzvah, and I'm Shamaya, then I am Kaona. I am like you. Or if I want to just change the definition somewhat. According to the base, according to the Chazanah, is Shamaya Kaona, as if I'm standing in your place. It's a Shliach. I stand in your place. According to the Beis HaLevi, it would be more accurate to say Shmiya Ka'aniya. It's not the person who's involved, not the Gavra, but the Dvorim, Shmiya Ka'aniya. Therefore, according to the Beis HaLevi, all I can take is your words, I can't take your Kolodam, because I'm not you. According to the Kazadish, and obviously the Nitziv, I can get your Kolodam as well, because I am you. An identity has been established, you stand in place of me for my purposes. There's a similar thing, incidentally, about, we just went to Purim. And Purim, at about 3 stops, before the Aseret B'nei Haman, and all of us read the Aseret B'nei Haman to Neshima Hakas. Why does the Tzibur do it? Why don't we rely on the Baal Koreh to read the Megillah, that he should do it to Neshima Hakas? Is it Neshima Hakas? Is it good enough? The answer is, we are Yetzir Megillah with this B'yem Yitam Shemaya Ka'onet. So the Sofer Espaneach says, the Rogat Shomer says, when does it help Shemaya Ka'onet? Only to the words. But the Neshima Achas is a physical fact I can't adopt for myself. That is something with which the Beis HaLevi would feel comfortable. Just as he says you can't adapt or adopt the Kol Olam, so he would agree with the Rogat Shavah that you can't adopt the Neshima Achas. However, the Chazanish and the Nitziv would hold that since the Shmiya Kaniya, that's the Zvorah, the Tifa is Gavra, so just as the Baal Kriya, when he reads Nam Shemaya Kaona, he is me. We stand in each other's place. Therefore, when he reads the Nishimachas, it's my Nishimachas. So therefore, you have this machlokas of the Akronim as the nature of Shemaya Kaona. In the same way I was Mazda, the famous machlokas between Tosfos and the Rosh with regard to being to an aliyah for an anal body. The question is, can an amora get an aliyah? Many shoes, the question is irrelevant because we didn't know we're getting aliyah. But anyway, the question is, on Pidin, can an Amoharet, an Eino Boki, someone doesn't know what the words are, and can't read, can he get an Aliyah? The Tesis holds that the Shliach Tzibur, the Baal Kriya, can be, and he is Maitzi, the Eino Boki. So otherwise, everyone would be Masha for himself. So the institution of the Shliach Tzibur, the Baal Kriya, is that he should do it for everyone else, including the Eino Boki. The Rosh disagrees with Tesis. He said that an Einav Boki cannot receive an Aliyah, also to get an Aliyah. And even if he's a Boki, says the Rosh, even if he's a Boki, and he makes the Brocha, and the Baal Kriya reads, the Oled has to read Benachas quietly along with the Baal Kriya, because if he doesn't, his Brocha is a Brocha Levatok. How do you explain this, Machlokes? According to what I said, according to this major shita, this interpretation, this theory, Tosfos will hold that Shemaya Ka'ona is a Tfisas Gavra, so the Baal Koreh stands in my place, and therefore if I'm an Einav Boki, it makes no difference, my intellectual level is irrelevant. If he is me, he is I don't want to get involved in grammar now, if he stands in my place, then I too am a Boki, because it's a Tfisas Gavra. According to the Rosh, it's a Tfisas Gavra. So the Dvorim he can take, but he can't take my ability to understand what's going on and to understand what's happening. And therefore, if I can't read, what according to the Rosh, what's the Chizor? What's the Chizor if I can't read? It's not Mitoch Aksav. He can't, if it's not the Gavra that he's taking, only the Dvorim, my Dvorim are not Mitoch Aksav. I have to look around at these, admire the wall painting. But I don't know, I'm a native Orki, I don't know what's going on. With this, I think we can understand, or try to understand, the problem of Summa. The Beis Yosef, who forbids the Summa to receive an Aliyah, will stand in the position of those Rishonim who hold, or that Tashita rather, who hold that Shemaya Ka'ona is Tfisas Dvorim alone. The Beis Yosef will hold that Shemaya Ka'ona is only Tfisas Dvorim, like the Beis HaLevi, and therefore the Summa, when he gets an Aliyah, cannot, by Shemaya Ka'oneh, get for himself the quality of Mitoch Aksav.
because the Valkyria, the Shards, he can read me Tefek Sav. I can only get his words. I can't get the quality of reading from Sav, because Shavaya Ka'onim means only Tisas Vorek. But the Ramah and all those Sittaram of the Taz and all the others, they will hold that Shemaya Ka'ona is a Tisas Gavra. This is the Tisas Gavra, and the Shia Sibba is reading Mitach Aksav. Therefore, his Mitach Aksav is like I am reading Mitach Aksav, the same thing as if I would do it, according to the Sheet of HaKazaynish. And therefore, I, even though I'm blind, and I do not read Aksav myself, through Shemaya Ka'ona, Tisas Gavra, I will reading Mitach Aksav, and I certainly can make a brush. Now we can understand the Taz and the Prima Gogim. The Taz is Sadeh HaMakfal of Shemaya Ka'one, the Matir, you recall, at the basis of the perception of the Shami. He's Matir, he was the first one to introduce the idea of Shemaya Ka'one in Zuma, because he holds that Shemaya Ka'one is Tisa Gavra, it's as if our is an identity that's established, and therefore it becomes my reading, as if I were the Chakzav, the same as the Chazaynish. The Prima Gogim, however, will hold that Shemaya Ka'ona really means Tisa as Moram alone, and therefore I can put a base of lady. And the Prima Gogim says he's an enema chliyav. Because he can't adopt the Chakzav, he's no longer a chliyav. And therefore it's also Shaya, the principle of Kol She'enger Roei, the Bila. Why? Since Shemaya Ka'ona does not include Tisas Gavra, it's only Tisa as Dvarim. What's the difference of Tisas Dvarim and Matas is Dvarim Sof. I'm not a Gavra of the Barak Yehuda, and therefore I remain an Eder or the Bila, and I'm an Eder Mekuy of the God. Now, we have been discussing so far a simple particular. The question of whether a Summa Igan Maliyah. I'd like to now step back with a bit more perspective and broaden to broaden the discussion to include not only the question of an aliyah, but the problem of all mitzvahs. We begin with the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Pei Vav Mem Bei Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara, the Mishnah there, was like the previous, but you know, in the Zikin, whenever there's a hezek that one man causes to another, he's chayav, and he injures any person, he's chayav of five things. This is a thing that all of us learn in the body tomorrow. He's chayav hezek, dikui, shevet, and boshes. Right. In other words, you have to pay not only the actual diminution in value caused by breaking your friend's leg or whatever it is, you also have to pay him for a doctor's bills and for unemployment and for everything else. And the last thing is boshes. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to walk around in a cast or whatever it is. There's an element of boshes involved. How do you measure boshes? The Mishnah says, Hakol lefi ha-mabayesh. That is bayesh. That depends upon the individual involved. Mishnah in Bava Kamma, the Bob says that I'm a bayesh, a sasuma, chayev a boshes. If through hezek you cause boshes, through a summa you still have chayav to pay a boshes, even though by the very fact that he has a disability it's already a source of embarrassment. You might think that you can't add it to it, you cause some other embarrassment, it has no monetary value. Nevertheless, I'm a bayish, it's a summa, chayav the boshes. Similarly, if the summa was the bayish somebody else, he's also chayav, there's no reason why not. In the Gemara says that the Mishnah, which holds that Hamabayish is a summa, Chayav Boshes is the local of the Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, summa, and he's referring here summa who is Mabayish, Ein Lo Boshes. Summa, Ein Lo Boshes. Vachachay Rabbi Yehuda Poter Vachayve Golios. Rabbi Yehuda says summa is exempt from the halacha of Boshes. He's exempt from going into Golas in case he caused someone, in case of manslaughter, in case was he killed the Shoget. He's not Chayav Malkus. You can't give a summa mitzvah bezin. He's exempt from all these things. And he has a pusik. He has brings a pusik, like there is a pusik. He says, the Buddhist there is a pusik, says, I'm you the plant with summa. It excludes the summa. And Abameya disagrees. Abameya is Chole. Abameya apparently is the bottom of the Mishnah.
Rabbeinu says it's not Pratus Suma, it's Lelavos Esa Suma. And the Gemara brings another Beraisa, according to which Rabbi Yehuda is Poter Esa Suma, we call Dinim Shibatora. Any kind of Dinim, and not only that, but today the other Beraisa that Rabbi Yehuda pattes him, and this is the Mika we call Mitzvah Isa on the way to Torah. Rabbi Yehuda pattes the Suma from every Mitzvah in the Torah. Then the Gemara brings the word, and this word that Yitzchak himself as a Tzagi Nahar, it's lying. He said as follows. Beresh ha-ma'anina man li'oma ha-locha ke-rabi Yehuda, li'oma suma potem ha-mitzvahs, ka-adud li'oma tabel ha-rabai. Beginning, he used to think that if anyone will tell me that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that a suma is potem ha-mitzvahs, I'll make a party for him. I'll put a party for the rabbi, and why will I be so happy? Rabbi Yitzchak himself being blind. And he says, my tama to like the kind of a kardina mitzvah. Because I perform the mitzvah even though I'm not mitzvah in it. And therefore, since I'm not mitzvah, because I'm either said to mitzvah and I'm mitzvah, and I do it anyway. And well, what the normal approach is, the common sensical approach is, if you do something voluntarily without being commanded, this is a higher madrega. So it's a higher madrega, so you, all you people can see, you do a mitzvah, you got only a limited schar because you're mitzvah. But I do it even without being mitzvah, I get more of a scar. That's what I used to think. He said, now I change my mind. Hashta, the Shemati Vahadur Rabbi Chanina, now that I heard about the Chanina's principle, no one is, what is the Chanina's principle? Godel ha mitzvah ba'isim ha'misha ena mitzvah ba'isim. The principle that the mitzvah of Yahweh is in a higher madrega than ena mitzvah ba'isim. Why? Because the ikka that you're doing in a mitzvah is not the mitzvah itself. In which case, you're not mitzvah, it really means you're a greater person. The ikka is that you're nichna, you're submitted to the tzibui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the high rise says that you're going to be shown to the tzibui, that you get a tzibui kedusha because it's a tzibui. A thing that you don't do because of a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, because I don't have a better tzibui, how you're going to have one, you don't make many vishwan for the rabbi, you don't make a brach. The Pai says, why don't you make a book on Shabbatah, let's say, or Mitzvah Shabbatah, let's say, but you're doing it because of moral reasons, you're not doing it because of a tzibui. Only a tzibui can bring the kedusha. At any rate, the Mitzvah B'Yosef is a greater madrega than the end of the Mitzvah B'Yosef. So now if you're going to tell me that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that assume it's potter but a mitzvah, therefore I'm a name of Mitzvah B'Yosef, I'm not going to make a party for anyone. This doesn't deserve a kiddush. However, now that I know this principle, man, the Amali ain't a locha for Rabbi Yehuda. If the locha is against Rabbi Yehuda and I am Kayyab and Mitzvah as a Saki Nar as a Suma, then I would make a party again because I would be at least the equal of everybody else and I would be the king of Lakidna, I guess you could say, because I would, since I'm commanded, I have more Sakhar and I would be able to have the same Sakhar as everyone else. Well, from this it seems obvious that Rabbi Yehuda exempts the Suma from everything. The Meir and the Bona Division disagree. The question now is, who won? Whom are we conveying the halakha? Like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbi Meir? The Yosef B'Atzmai apparently holds what? The halakha apparently isn't out. Apparently, the Yosef's day, they will not get conveying the halakha like Rabbi Yehuda or like the Meir, because he says, Mandi Omalika. Yeah, it's true that Ran and the Meiri say that he really passes against Rabbi Yehuda, that's why he started Mandi Omali Halakha Rabbi Yehuda. But nevertheless, it does appear, of course, I must be showing that Rabbi Yosef still was uncertain about whom the Halakha is. How do we pass it? That's a Dina Machrona. The Magen Avraham says, Asume es Chayyab Bachol HaMitzvah because Ein Halakha Rabbi Yehuda. Passes the Halakha, Chayyab Bachol HaMitzvah, the Halakha is against Rabbi Yehuda. The Yeshua Yaakov has a whole series of Kashas on it. And he brings poskim that say that halacha could have been good, that a suma is possibly called this. And indeed, the barku of Aputa Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Meir. We have a principle of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, halacha can Rabbi Yehuda, with except for certain specific cases. But the Rambam tradition says that Rabbi Yehuda in this case is a yechidah. And the Yochid, even though normally a Meir Rav Yehuda, not Rav Yehuda, there are other Tanam holders that are Meir, the Halacha is Rav Meir. Kitzah, what do you see? There's a big Haradam, a big tumult, and the Achronim are not of one mind, but the Halacha is like Rav Yehuda, like a Meir, is a Suma Chayev and Mitzvahs, and not Chayev and Mitzvahs, was not yet settled in the days of the Achronim. Okay. So that the problem that we face is a Suma Chayev and Mitzvahs, is caught in this sofik, or this machlokes, depending on whether halacha is like a mikudah or not, and it goes all the way through time. The shaynim and achrayim. What I would like to do is kind of sidetrack the whole thing. Take a different approach. I would like to understand whether even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says clearly that summa potter the kol mitzvos, does he really potter him from all mitzvos, as it seems from Poshet in the Gemara? Or perhaps doesn't summa have a chelek in Torah Hashem in the mitzvah, in the world of mitzvos? Does it really mean that the summa is completely undone, excluded from the whole realm of Torah mitzvos? Or maybe according to Rabbi Yehuda too, there's a way of the way out. I find four shittas in this, Rishonim. First one, I mean, probably the most important, and I'd like to listen to it carefully, is Pesach and Bava Kamma. The Zion, the Dalit, bottom. Pesach says that yes, Rabbi Yehuda passed the Rasumah and Tata of all mitzvahs, only mitzvahs the Arisa. But Rasumah is higher than all mitzvahs that are one. The Pesach is not important as much as the reasoning. Listen to the reasoning of Pesach. The Afar Gav, the Isha Niftar of the Mitzvahs, Esesha has Mangrava. We have a case of women Achayim only in Mitzvahs, like Zaseh, Mitzvahs Aseh, Isha Ein has Mangrava, Mitzvahs Aseh, Isha has Mangrava, woman is Potter. Even though she's, when she probably says she's Potter, Mitzvahs Esesha has Mangrava, she is Potter not only Midyaraisa, but even the Rabbanon, Lord Machayadinam Lay, actually with the Rabbanon. Why? Why is a woman not chayav of the Rabbanon and places all that Asuma is chayav of the Rabbanon? He says as follows. Bishum sheyesh mitzvah is harbeid of a chayav ezbo. A woman at least has other mitzvah she's chayav. She's chayav of mitzvah saseh she'en as mandrami mitzvah loisah, so she has a chelek in Torah. Right? Avol suma, said places. I patras lei mikol ha-mitzvah saseh of the Rabbanon. In pain havalei kabay nochri she'en enayi betaris Yisrael klal. If you ponder the Summa even visit the Rabbanon, he has no shaykh to Torah Yisrael. At that point, the Pesach was unthinkable. It was unthinkable to say that a Summa, I mean, some of the doily heirloom, Rav Yosef, Hashteshes, Yitzchak, Yaakov Avinu when he was old, I mean, there's all these doily, and down through the ages, it's really doily heirloom. You say they're all, they have no chelik in Torah. So the Pesach says, Chayim of the Rabbanon, that's good because it is unthinkable that a Summa should not have a chelek in Torah. So much of this. From the Gadim holds, yes, a Summa is what we call her mitzvahs, but that refers only to mitzvahs to say, not to mitzvahs leis to say. This is the sheet of the from the Gadim with which the Mitzvah Tzunach is very unhappy. Third sheet, the Mitzvah Tzunach. The Summa is Pater from all mitzvahs, Essen and Lavin, the Araisa and the Rabbanan, but is higher than all the mitzvahs, the Shema mitzvahs of B'nai Noach. Higher the Shema mitzvahs, but if B'nai Noach is higher, then he is higher as well. And if the Chassanach writes, the Nehi, the Atoro, the Chiva also of the Sinai, even though the Torah was not the higher than all the other mitzvahs, Abol Ayotzel, the Hokyo, the Masha, the Chayev, Kodem. The Torah did not mean to exempt it from the mitzvahs, he was higher before that when all of us were B'nai Noach. Now, he adds two things in the Chassanah. One, that even though he is muzhar on all mitzvahs of B'nai Noach, but unlike the B'nai Noach, there are no hundreds. An ordinary B'nai Noach has a ma'inish, a very strict ma'inish, each one of the seven mitzvahs, but a summa, if though it's chayav, to abide by the seven mitzvahs, but he has no hundreds for that. Why? Because that's the sugya apparently of Rabbi Yehuda, the one we read before. Not Chayim the Goliath, not Chayim the Malkus, not Chayim the Sinbezim, who is taking on supposed rule for Shema Mitzvah. The second thing is, on the other side of the ledger, that those things which are Benayach and Osir, which is mutter to a Jew, how many things do you have? To learn Torah to be a Shema Shabbos. Those things do not refer to a Summa. The Summa, it does not have an Issa to learn Torah, does not have an Issa to be a Shema Shabbos. As a three sheet, right? The fourth sheet is the Machaneh Kedusha. This is the most radical sheet. He says the first that Rabbi Yehuda says the Machaneh, the Summa is excluded from all mitzvahs without any exception. I say, Lo Zaseh, the Araisa, the Rabbanan, even Sheva, mitzvahs, the Rei Noah. That's the Mashmoyes.
of Ibn Shamah Mrs. Benay Noah.
Yet it can bazing, and that maybe you'll agree with him if that's gonna my belief that Makta is straight. And this I might tell you is the Shat in Rabbi Yehuda. This seems to be the Shat in Rabbi Yehuda. Now let's put the Makna aside. As I say, a radical opinion, I'll return to it in a few moments. Put the Makna aside. How many sheets do we have?
Three sheets.
Three, well, other than the Makna, three sheets, right? You have Faceless, the Rabbanan. You have the Krimagodin who says, Essen but not, not Essen only Lavin, and you have the Mechasunah who says, only Shavimimus. What caused all these attempts to find something to hang on to give a summa, a fee about some kind of rabbi? The answer is obvious places. That the shita that Medarbena, that really orients all those who wrote, who dealt with the shayla, is the feeling of places, and I repeat, the populous way, the polonistus, the rabbanon, and Cain, Kabbalah, the Mazakhish, in the days of Pharisees. And it's unthinkable to take a summa and tell him that is he has no mitzvahs, because that means you deny him Kedushas Yisrael, because he has a mitzvah and Kedushas Yisrael of a hard time. Otherwise, how do you identify as a Jew? I mean, I don't expect you to say by giving to the UJA that makes you a Jew. I even understand there are some people who say that the way to identify as a Jew is by not giving to the UJA. But obviously, to identify as a man of having Kedushas Yisrael and being a chelek of Am Yisrael, there has to be a shaykhus of the world of mitzvahs. In other words, if you follow the kol mitzvahs, that means you are saying that the summa has no chelek in the bris Sinai, where we were commanded loyal mitzvahs of the Torah. And this, incidentally, is near mind, it's hinted at in the words of the Mechasirah, the Nahi, the Torah, the Chivas of the Sinai, but it didn't deny him, didn't give him a mangle on the mitzvahs of the Israel before that. I feel clearly that the Mechasirah does not mean to say that the Summa Mamish and the Halach of Ben Noah. It's me unthinkable that the Summa should really be dealt with as a Ben Noah. Or even worse, Ben Noah at least has one Shuvah the Shavim mitzvah. The Summa doesn't even have one Shuvah the Shavim mitzvah. And I can't believe. And therefore, he's not included in the Bris Sinai, which is Machai of all of us. I'd rather prefer to think that he certainly is included in Knesset Yisrael, which received the Torah at Har Sinai and which defines our existence as Bnei Yisrael. And the Torah, only that he is part of Bris Sinai, originally he has on him, as every other Jew has, the Chiyuv of Mitzvah, Elamai, that the Torah was mafkia him, the Torah forgave him, suspended the necessity to be shomer mitzvahs. Really, in the beginning, he is about hachiyav mitzvahs. He is about hachiyav mitzvahs. He is part of the community that observes mitzvahs and that has chayav mitzvahs. Elamai, as a prat, the Torah said, I suspend the requirement for mitzvahs from you, that you inherit it sinah. So the kedushas are good. Of that evidence that all Klal Yisrael has because of mitzvahs, the Summa has as well. Elamai is a special zeres akoser that the Tayyat mitzvahs as individual mitzvahs, not as a mikshachas, not as a whole. Because as a whole, he really is has a shachas of mitzvahs, but in Tayyat, individual mitzvahs were suspended from him. And in order to take this paradoxical situation where someone is part of the constituency of mitzvahs, but is part of all this is you have all the other sheikhs. I have a Rabbanon, I have a Loisrasa, I have a Sheva Mitzvahs. In other words, some attempt to link up the Summa into the whole community of Yisrael that I have a Mitzvah. If that is the truth, I'm right that this is what really drives all the sheikhs who try to find Chiyuvim for a Summa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which is front of the May, we have no problem, it's I have a then we go back to the fourth sheikh, the sheikh of the Makna. Shita the Matna says that he's kosher from everything, absolutely everything. And that, I must tell you, is the pashtus of the sugya. It does seem, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's kosher from everything. I would maintain that even according to the Matna, the Summa is a bar hachiyah of mitzvahs, although he's not chayav in any one of them. And even according to the Matna, it is he is not considered a Ben Noah. And he has the Kedusha Tarkufa of the Yisrael. Why? It's Borah. What is the topic of Rabbi Yosef Saginor when he asks, Mandiyam Alokka Rabbi Yudha, Mandiyam Alokka Rabbi Yudha? The only question is, how much time does he get? So he has a shaykhus of the world, and this is less time to call it. If you were a Ben Noah, that shaykh the same as Ruben Noah. So you have nothing to do with it. Boskar, Lekskar, Rabbi Yosef is not really battling here for a bigger headache for Olam Haba. That's not his major concern. He's using it as a way of saying, what shaykhus do I as a Summa have to the world of mitzvahs? So that's why he's debating both sides. But if that's the case, then I'm right, the Machna, even the Machna, will agree that the Summa does have a linkage to mitzvahs. The question is, how? If he doesn't have a single mitzvah, he's higher than, how can I say the Machna holds that he has some kind of connection to the world of mitzvahs? What I'd like to say, this is a, maybe I'm wrong, like a parent will tell me with 1 minute after I finish. But I'd like to suggest the following Dabar Chodesh. The Yahadus of a Summa is best expressed in Aliyah the Torah. Why? Or any other situation similar to Aliyah the Torah, where he can identify and be the Kaya Mitzvah, the Torah Shemeya Kahuna. Because if I as a Summa get an Aliyah, and I get up and I hear the Baal Kriya, and I am Shemeya, which means Shemeya Ka'ona, I become him, he becomes me. An identity has been established. This is what the Taz says, that he is allowed to get an Aliyah, become Shemeya Ka'ona. As opposed to the Prima Gadim, who holds that a Summa is out of the question for Shemeya Ka'ona, because according to the Shita of the Taz and the Rambam, and all those who are Matiya, the Summa to receive an Aliyah, I would say, and we saw what it is there before, that they hold their definition of Shemeya Ka'ona is like that of the Chazonish, that there's a Tfisas Gabra. It's not only the words that I take, but I adopt his very identity. And if I adopt his very identity, and I can adopt my fellow Chayim Kodam, and I can adopt the Megillah readers, the Shema Achas, then I can adopt my Baal Kriyas, Minaksav. That means he stands in place of me. And if that is the case, it is more than Tfisas Bar. It is a Tfisas Gabra. I, as a Summa, find my linkage to the world of mitzvahs primarily through Shemeya Ka'ona, through my friend, through my Chava, who is Chayim for mitzvahs fully. I link myself in through the medium of Shemeya Ka'ona. Huh? I'm a Tamarev, it's called Shemeya Ka'ona, more than Arev. But what is Rabbi Yudha to do? What are the other Shitas do? Because as Shemeya Ka'ona, if it's Shita Gabra, only through listening, I become it. Now there are certain consequences to what I just said. We'll come back in a minute. That's what I'm leaving. Now, let me come back to several kinds of questions. Number one. According to what I've said, the halacha of the Rambam, the Maharil, has that a Summa does receive an Aliyah is even according to that Yehuda. Till now, the Morgan of Rav and the Shuvah Shakom, like a thing in that whole battle, Allah, yes, about you, not about you, on this depends the question whether you get an Aliyah, you can give an Aliyah to a Summa. But if we say that a Yudah himself will hold that he's put in a column, this is only when there is a Shemeya Ka'ona. But when there is Shemeya Ka'ona, he does find his way into the world of business, the Mela, and the Aliyah, the Torah. No longer depends on the Machwesha for Rabbi Yudah and Rav Meir, but he has a link, even according to Rabbi Yudah, so therefore it's irrelevant to decide with the Magen Avraham or the Yeshua Shachar is when the Halakha Rabbi Yehuda are not. And therefore, the Pesach of the Rambam and the Taz is no longer conditional upon the outcome of the Gemara in Bava Kamma and what the Halakha Rabbi Yehuda or Korah make. Second, not only that, but if we say Shemeya Ka'ona has a Pesach of Pesach Gavra, then the Summa who gets an Aliyah, what is his Char? Mitzvah Be'ezra and a Mitzvah Be'ezra. Mitzvah Be'ezra. Because he adopts the identity of the Baal Kriya, and the Baal Kriya is a Mitzvah V'Yaisa, therefore I too become, by this mechanism, a Mitzvah V'Yaisa, because the idea that stands behind Taisis
is that I have a chelik in Bris Lina, in all the mitzvahs. I have a chelik in Tayyad mitzvahs, only the Torah was not clear me from individual mitzvahs. Since I have a chelik in all the mitzvahs, that if I can get an identification with a mitzvah of the Eisa, I too am a mitzvah of the Eisa. Third, then what is the difference between a Suma and a Misha with regard to this? The answer would be, when a woman is potter from mitzvah sasei, she has man grama, it's because she has no shaykhas to these mitzvahs. Fundamentally, therefore there's no chiyah even with the rabbanon, as if she's in burnt mitzvah then, and therefore a woman here shayva, she has a scar in the mitzvah of the Eisa, not of a mitzvah of the Eisa. And as Tosfos pointed out, a woman has other mitzvahs she can perform. At least she has a chelik in Torah and in mitzvah. A suma, however, is chayiv and does have a shaykhus in all the other mitzvahs, but the Torah only, we say, was machkiyah 613 individual mitzvahs, but he remains a bahachi of all the mitzvahs. Therefore, we understand what Tosfos said, that Am Suma, Skayev, and all mitzvahs, the Rabbanan, in order to prove his yadus, to prove that he has a chelik in Torah Yisrael. But an Isha is part of mitzvah such as Mangrom HaKulu, the Rabbanan, because she already has a chelik. A Suma, if you tell him that he can't even do this, then he has no chelik at all. Therefore, the woman who does the mitzvah such as Mangrom does not get Kakam mitzvah of Yisrael, the enemy mitzvah of Yisrael, whereas a Suma, if you hold Shamei HaKoyna means Tisas Gabra, as the halacha of a mitzvah of the Eisa. Actually, what I'm saying has a nafkamina ledina. The nafkamina ledina is that it is better to be mekayim for a suma to be mekayim as many mitzvahs as possible through Shamei HaKoyna. Because if he makes it for himself, let's say kiddush, brachos, whatever it is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you pass him that way, he's an ena mitzvah of the Eisa. Basically, he's an ena mitzvah of the Eisa. Whereas if he does it through Shamei HaKoyna, then according to that sheet that is Tisas Gabra, Shamei HaKoyna is preferable because to have the category of Mitzvah V'Yaisa rather than Ena Mitzvah V'Yaisa. This according to Ramah, Taz, and especially the Mitzvah and the Rain. If this is indeed so, we may conclude, I go back to the words I started with, that the Summa is not a double victim, both physical and spiritual, and that his religious dignity, as it were, is upheld, enhanced, and protected. How was it done? As we said, by the process of Shamei HaKoyna, according to those Achronim, all that it establishes an identity between the two people that are Tisas Gabra. To put it in other words, the Suma is relieved of his spiritual loneliness by the element of relationship. Shamei HaKoyna establishes relationship with the Yachas. A yachas and a zehut, an identification of one Jew with another Jew. And thus, drawing the Suma out of his loneliness into the tzibur, into the fulfillment of this tzibur. By so doing, by extending oneself to the Suma, not only physically, but spiritually, existentially, halachically, we give to the Suma, as it were, our own eyes, so that he too can participate in the life of the experience of mitzvahs. In this sense, one who does so performs an act of imitatio dei, the mitzvahing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'halachta bidracha. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tokeach ivrim, so are we, who are sensitive to the plight of the Suma and helping live the world of mitzvahs, we too, in this sense, are tokeach ivrim. And the Suma, in turn, gives the korei, or the owner rather, the one who works with him, the Shamei HaKoyna, gives us the opportunity to emerge from our own cocoon of self-centeredness, of obtuseness, of insensitivity, into a greater, our own peculiar form, endemic to the human race, our own peculiar form of blindness of the heart. The ability to get out of this by establishing a relationship with the Nitzvah and the Mekutah. Close with this. The Baraita says in Brochus and Perik Adoma da Sama, the Baraita says about the Brochus of the Kayak Ibn, when do you make the Brochus of the Kayak Ibn? Kosa, Ene, Lema, Baruch, the Kayak Ibn. You open your eyes, you make the Brochus of the Kayak Ibn. See, what does that mean? To give my conclusion, that I kind of send me the Rosh, maybe go and send me what is relevant. We thank God for giving us the gift of sight. Because we too are blind when we sleep. When you wake up, when you open your eyes, Aruch Ata Hashem, Alekecha, Asalam, Bekeyak, Ekebaik. The right that we have. The Rif has another gift, another Nusach. The Nusach that's adapted by the Rambam, even for the Shemarah. That Nusach is Kimona Yodei Ha'enei Tavora Fakeyak. When you put your hand, literally, when you put your hands on your eyes, that means when you get up in the morning, what do you do? You rub your eyes. Technically, that's the shot. You rub your eyes, that's the time that you make the brush of the creator. Well, permit me just to give a little bit different interpretation. Pasa Hene is a passive sense. I open my eyes and the world comes to me. The world impinges itself upon me. So I thank God that He gave me as an individual my matana, my brush, my gift of sight. I turn around and say, Father Chronicles, thank you. The manach yodei ha'enei is an active sense. I put my hand out to the eye, not only to my eye, but I extend myself to become the eyes. A nagim ha'isiyu le'iver, as Leo said. I extend myself to somebody else, and just as I have the bracha of sight, I now try to help the one who is a suma to get the benefits of sight. Physically, socially, economically, but also halachically, by helping him learn Torah, by helping him in the key of this, and therefore, I too, in this time, become like a Kodesh.